Is that what you want to do? You come all this way, have one bad day, and you're ready to back down?
No, lad, I suck.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there. I don't care if LeBron's playing. So let me ask you again. Do you love this game?
Yes.
Is there a newborn kitten purring in here right now? I couldn't hear you. Do you want to be in the NBA?
Yes!
Well, let's make that happen. Never back down.
It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big. I'm going to make myself good enough. I'm driven. I'm obsessed. I want to prove people wrong. I'm a warrior. A warrior is a motherfucker who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. It's a person that puts no fucking limit on what's possible. It's a brutal journey every fucking day.
It's in my head 24/7. There's nothing else I can think. I don't think about nothing else. And that's it. I'm just curious. Curiously fascinated with it. And I can't stop thinking about it. Everything I do in my life is related to this. I don't do nothing else if it's not got to do with fighting.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
There's a choice that we have to make as people, as individuals. If you want to be great at something, there's a choice that you have to make. We all can be masters at our craft, but you have to make inherent sacrifices that come along with that.
The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're going to fly. You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie.
You know, people don't really understand how obsessed I am with winning. It's not, I don't care about anything else on the basketball court but winning.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying. You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
But if you dare to be great, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life, and you don't reach it if you're not constantly in pursuit of greatness.
And when you do this long enough, winning becomes who the fuck you are.
I'm obsessed with improvement. Every day I'm getting better. There are those of you with phones, and every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology, and you've not upgraded yourself. So listen to me. There are those of you who said, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you are a consumer and not a producer. And if you're going to go to the next level, your values are going to have to change. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go. And people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. And I dare you, under every single circumstance, keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. Chase your passions. Everything. Like passion, 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 passion. Passion's good. Like the world's gonna be like, yay, passion. When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy?
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it. So, E.T., what do you mean? Look, I told you, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up recently and it was 2:45. And the average person in me said, E.T., just pull the covers back over here. It's okay. You got 15 minutes. But the phenomenal in me said, E.T., if you go back to sleep for those 15 minutes, there's no guarantee you're going to get up at 3 o'clock. If you go back to sleep right now, you might wake up and it's 4 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 5 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 6 o'clock. All you have is right now. Are those 15 minutes that sweet? That you're going to push back your dream, that you're going to push back your goal. Everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there. You're so close. You're closer than you've ever been before. Those 15 minutes are not worth the rest of your life. Those 15 minutes are not worth you slipping down the chart. That is not worth it, because you wake up at 3:30, some other kid's getting up at 3 and he's got 30 minutes on you today. So I need you not only to want to be a beast, I need you to get in beast mode and stay in beast mode. I need you to put on beast mode. I need you to live in beast mode. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationship, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
So I'm telling you, in life, you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere. You got to take that thing out. Like, you got to take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You got to go get it.
I want you to go in confidence that you've never had before. And every giant in your life, slay them. You go back and slay them. Don't kill them, slay them.
I'm tired of people talking about, I want to be successful. I'm tired of people saying, I want to be great. Look, everybody wants to be a beast. And so it's time to do what real beasts do. And let me tell you something, that means getting up early and going to bed late. That means you don't go to sleep when you're tired, you go when you're done. So remember, success is never on discount, and greatness ain't never on sale.
I challenge you to have more. I challenge you to do more. I challenge you to be more.
You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. Beast mode.
Everybody know what to do when everything goes right. Everybody know to show up and give everything they got when the sun's shining.
Everybody, when they get what they want, they're gonna come and they're gonna be great. But it's very few people that reach deep down and got the character that in the midst of opposition, in the midst of a challenge, to look at it with the right perspective, and not only look at it with the right perspective, process it the right way, and figure out a way to use it.
What is it that will make it worth it for you when you want to give up and things are working against you to face the rejections? What is it that will make it worth it for you to brainstorm and not be intimidated and say, I can do this? What is it that will make it worth it for you to make know your vitamin, that you become empowered by it? What is it that will make it worth it for you to raise the bar on yourself and say, I got some more stuff in me, when you want to keep driving past the office because of the stress? What is it that will help you get back up again?
Some of us choose to stay down, but it's that motherfucker who constantly gets up as fast as they can. Those are the motherfuckers that make it in life.
All you do is you fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again. That's how you win.
You've got to activate the thinker in you. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
You want to monitor your inner conversations, the things that you say to yourself. You want to watch them, and in watching them, you want to take charge. Oh, you really don't feel like it. You really don't need to do it. Forget all that. That's that inner conversation. Oh, you don't need to worry about trying to go into your own business. Forget that. You can't do that. What if you lose everything you've got? That inner conversation that stops you from doing the things you want to do less, don't do that. Forget all that. And then I said, shut up. You'll get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. You've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself. And short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me.
You got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up. Some people you will allow to unnerve you. You can't do this. You don't have everything it takes. Now, shut up. I have got to do it. That's why you got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. Because there's no enemy within. The enemy outside can do us no harm.
You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach.
You're bombarded with negative stuff every day that beats you down, and you will find yourself unconsciously engaged in self-destructive behavior. If you don't program yourself, life will program you.
Don't complain. Don't talk negative. Average people use their time to complain. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions.
Live your life with passion, with some drive. Decide that you're going to push yourself.
You want to live life with energy and passion. You want to be happy. You got a lot to be thankful for.
Most people won't do that. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit.
You gotta get this beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's my beast mode. If you're willing to get your butt out to bed, grind from sunup to sundown, you can have the life that other people dream of.
When everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more, it's a lonely feeling. Oh, it hurts very badly. I know what that's like. They look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else? Why don't you give up?
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from them. Get away from them. If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming, because it's gonna get stifled by the 2-foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. The seed just fell prey to the environment. Don't you allow your environment to dictate the oak tree that you become.
Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't going to like that. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're going to judge you.
And that's why every true leader, they're called weird. They're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
I respect any motherfucker that wakes up every day and work their ass off to live their life and lifestyle.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. This is something I have got to do.
How are you going to make it? I don't know, but I will. The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, become bankrupt if necessary, again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Life will always be, to a large extent, what you make it, not what circumstances will make of it, not what other people will make of it, not what other people say it will be, not what the environment will try and dictate to you, but what you make of your life. So when you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you.
If I decided to experience the fear of rejection, the fear of no, the fear of failure, the fear of standing by myself, the fear of people not liking me. What else is available? Of taking a chance, a fear of losing it all. What else is available to me?
People are going to think you're crazy. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pockets. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said the best revenge is massive success.
You meet somebody wealthy? Their family at one point was not wealthy. And then the one shows up. The one. One person changes the family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. I fought for it. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at. That he gave it everything, that he went for it. But here's the truth. Most people's dreams can be bought. With enough failure, with enough rejection, they will sell their dreams. They can't still fight. They can get a little bit, but when it gets a little too hot, they go, boom, sold, buy the dream, you can have it. It's not worth it to me. And their will to win is buyable. You can buy it, but if you decide my will cannot be bought, I don't care how long it takes, you can't buy this dude out. I'll keep fighting for my family. I'm the one. I'm going to change my family tree forever. That's the decision. Decide now. You're going to keep negotiating the price, or can you not be bought?
Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. There's greatness in you, and you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will, and I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve this. Working on yourself, talking to yourself, that's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue is going on all the time. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up! I'm in control here. You've got to have an uplifted expression. Watch your body posture. All of these things affect you psychically. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over, that yesterday was the last day that you were a loser, like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen.
expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm gonna walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're going to play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing.
And so here's what I say to you. There are going to be times that you're going to be wondering, why should I keep showing up and working my business? Why should I keep at it? Why should I keep showing up to the conventions? Why should I keep picking up the phones and making the phone calls? Why should I keep fighting for my goals and fighting for my dreams? And what I want to remind you is that you got to show up for your life regardless of the circumstances. You got to show up in spite of the naysayers. You got to show up in spite of the conversation going on in your mind. You got to show up for your life, because if you don't, nobody else will.
Fight your way through this battle. Your greatness comes from within. And once you realize that, nothing will stop you. Nothing will keep you from being great. It's already there. You just have to feel it and know that you were placed here for a reason.
Fight your way through it. Fight your way through this battle. Fight your way through that academic struggle. Fight your way through divorce. Fight your way through boxing. Fight your way through football. If it was easy, everybody would do it. You've gotten this far. If you was gonna quit, you should have quit a long time ago. You got too far. You've come too far to quit now. You need to get a reward for it.
I know you may be hurting, but just know, after this battle, you will come out on the better side. You have to see it. You have to feel it. You have to know that this life was made for many battles, and you were made just for a time like this.
When the defining moment comes, either you define the moment or the moment defines you. Either you define the moment, you decided that you're gonna not concern yourself with the naysayers, that you're not gonna concern yourself with what has happened or what hasn't happened, but you're gonna make the commitment to do what you've gotta do so that you can have a lifestyle that you've never experienced before. Or the moment defines you and you decide to play it safe. And 20 years from now, you say to yourself, what if I would have taken a chance on myself? What if I would have stayed in the game? What if I would have kept making the phone calls? What if, and what if? But let me tell you something. Something amazing begins to happen when you make the decision to move forward on your goals and your dreams.
If you are an underdog, you gotta believe against all odds. You gotta learn to close your ears to everybody. You gotta learn to close your ears to everything. You gotta learn to block out the distractions, and you gotta learn to get focused, all right? Be very intentional, very deliberate, very strategic. You're very deliberate about what time you wake up. You're very deliberate about what time you go to bed. You're very deliberate about what you eat, what you don't eat. You're very deliberate about the people you bring in your life. You are very, very focused, intentional, and deliberate. Winners win, and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
See, we got to look our trauma in the face. We got to embrace the pain and the darkness and allow it to mold us. The dark times are when we build higher, dream harder, push further, love deeper.
It's forming your future. It's pushing you forward.
When you go through a storm, it strengthens you. When you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. Say, I'm going through a character building experience.
That setback is going to become a comeback.
Go through the darkness, come out on the other side something new, and allow that person to change the world.
Everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process.
Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. Your expectations never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want.
What if you get weak along the way and you throw in the towel on yourself, you surrender to your emotions? What then? A lot of people become discouraged, they become frustrated, and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work.
Take quitting out your vocabulary. Take it out. Cry if you must. Rest if you must.
But the worst thing you can do is quit.
When you want something bad, you can't count the cost. Because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. You get to a point when you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me.
When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ?
The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied. You've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.
And some of you are where you are. If you could be real with yourself, you have gotten yourself in some mess because of your feelings. We are losing control. And it's time for those of you in this room to take control. You've held up your someday. Either you didn't get the right information or you got it. You didn't use it. You're not getting up early enough. I don't know what you're doing. But when you leave, all I want for you is to live your someday. No more playing after today. And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Because the only one that is stopping you is you.
I need you to take control over every single area, and then someday going to be your day.
No more excuses. No more I'll start tomorrow. No more just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more waiting for the perfect moment, and no more indecision, and no more lies, no more weakness. Now is the time for strength. And through strength, and through will, and through unwavering discipline, I will become who I want to be.
Suffocate your bullshit excuses and go do something.
Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. Make it work. Let's go.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I'm trying to tell you, you can win. You can win. Despite the circumstance, you can win. Despite the adversity, you can win. Despite the situation, you can win. Despite how much money you got in your bank, you can win. Despite the fact if your parents in your life or not, you can win. Despite the fact that you started behind, you can win. You can pull it off. No excuses. No more complaining. No more giving up.
What's that thing that's going to pump you up and get you over that hill? What's going to pump you up and get you over that mountain? What's going to pump you up and get you past that disease? What's going to pump you up and get you past bankruptcy? What's going to pump you up and get you to the other doggone side? Come on, you can win.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
every day in Africa in the safari, a lion wakes up. And every single day in the safari, a gazelle wakes up. Now, this is critical. What's the difference between a gazelle and what's the difference between a lion? What I discovered is the gazelle is running from something. So as long as the lion is chasing the gazelle is running. But as soon as the lion stops chasing the gazelle, it stops. And that's a lot of you in this room. You'll run. You'll do what you're supposed to do. As long as you're getting pushed, as long as you're getting motivated, as long as somebody is encouraging you, as long as somebody's coaching you, as long as somebody's pushing you, as long as somebody's prodding you, you're doing what you're supposed to do. As long as somebody's calling you, as long as someone is enticing you, as long as somebody's giving you rewards, you're moving. But as soon as that stops, you stop. I asked myself the question about the lion, and I said the lion is not running to be rewarded. The lion is running to eat, because the lion realizes when he kills the gazelle, not only does he eat the gazelle, but he brings it back home. So you've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it. When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time, you go by the gazelle. You don't hunt from 8 to 3, why? Because the gazelle may not be open from 8 to 3. You hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Listen to me, a 9 to 5 person, they make a sale and they're excited. When you get to my level and you get one thing, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level. A true hunter hunts. A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process. I'm saying that some of you in this room, you might not be a lion yet. You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuses. And I need you to understand, for those of you who are 70% beast mode, 30% gazelle, that's just enough for that other person to outdo you.
There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got to do it quick. You got to do it fast. You got to do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you are. Somebody else, they're on the same path that you are. It's somebody else just like you trying to do it. And sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working. They're putting in just as much sweat, just as much tears, just as much blood. But you just got to do it what? You got to do it faster than they do it. You got to do it quicker than they do it. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? That's why I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because if you're getting up at 6, you might be smarter than me. You might have more privilege than me. You might have more resources than me. You might, but I'm gonna get up earlier than you, and I'm gonna do it faster than you do it. So by the time you get up with all your resources, by the time you get up with all your privilege, by the time you get up with all your stuff, I've already finished the race. Are you hearing me? It's hard. Yep, it's hard. Yep, it's difficult. Yep, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak. It's weeding out the weak. And so sometimes you got to play hard. You got to play physical. You got to play tough, because the game itself is tough. The game itself is hard, but I know you got what it takes.
Listen to me, this is how you do it over 6-7 years ago, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we slept the dream, we ate the dream, we rehearsed the dream, we looked at the dream, we talked about the dream, we slept with the dream, we woke up to the dream, we wore the dream, and now boom, it's our reality. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, and when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, and when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go, and people feel weakness. They feel it.
You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in. Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
You guys have got to believe in yourself. Headstrong, mentally tough. It's the only way through the bullshit here in life. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finally intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, face that same challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and make it happen. Winners fail a million times. What makes them a winner is that they believe in it, they're headstrong. Nothing's gonna stop them. There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest f***ing worker there. No longer are we going to accept rhymes and society's rhymes of reason that we are average. Average is a weak mentality. We must believe it so much so that we're arrogant about it. We must be pissed off for excellence.
The easy route never pays well. The only route in life that pays well is the hard route.
When you're working out and you want to die, feel the death happening in you. Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat. Because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the inevitable other end of the spectrum where you're laying in your hammock, sipping on a protein shake. Boy, I really went hard. I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in school. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life. Go hard! Die hard.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long f***ing time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. Because if you really want motherfuckers to believe in you, go out and build something great.
Far too many of you worry way too much about other people and not enough about your f***ing selves. When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to f***ing fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own they worry about their own actions, and they worry about how they can get better at it. How about you take the time you spend gossiping and talking about and worrying about other motherfuckers and put that same time into developing yourself?
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep beating myself, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to fucking beat, and that's me. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
Dedication, hard work. Dedication, hard work. Dedication, hard work. I'm a one-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming out on top. I got God on my side.
And you got to get to the point where there's no other human that wants your success for you more than you want it for you.
In 2022, stop trying. Whatever your hand finds to do, execute, execute, execute.
You have to begin to fortify yourself. You have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right. Look at what I've done. I had to say, no, 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 Les. Hey, hey, come on, man. Get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. It doesn't take an Einstein. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. You've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
There's no limitations. There's no excuses. Just sweat equity.
Life happens. The unexpected. The uncalled for. The unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally. Damaged spiritually.
It may be your business. It may be your heart that is broken today. It may be the number in your bank account that is screaming, you are broke.
You can break physically, you can break mentally, you can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and all of those are gonna leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory or can be the mark of defeat.
It is staying with the breaking that produces the blessing. It is not what you go through that determines where you end up. It's who you listen to. Because I think right now, you are walking through a valley between two voices. One is wisdom, one is worry. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith.
Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance for you to give up and for you to fall apart, but there's also opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through. If they decide to push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
The fight isn't over. The fight is just beginning. You have the opportunity to show the world what you are really made of.
I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now. Whatever it is, I want you to say, I can beat it. I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. I got a family to live for. I ain't through yet. My life ain't over yet. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for it. You don't need no support for it. There's something in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this.
Regardless of what happens to you in life, regardless of the adversity, regardless of the opposition, regardless of the trial and tribulation, nothing can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is you.
And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumbered. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. We gonna stand, we gonna live, and we gonna die by what we stand for, and everybody gonna know what we represent and what we're part of.
I got staying power. I got staying power.
Be encouraged today that no matter what you walk through, no matter how broken your marriage is, no matter how many times you fail,
there is within you a spirit that is greater than whatever is going on around you.
If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through it. If you are willing to fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football. I'm telling you, at the end of the fight is going to come victory.
If you constantly keep throwing shit against the wall, eventually something will stick. Never give in to what you want.
Adversity causes some cats to break and other cats to break records. It's about what you're made out of, not the circumstance.
Every single one of you who is struggling right now, you need to understand this. What you're going through right now is necessary because you are forging the skills. You are forging the determination. You are forging the grit. You are forging the fortitude. You are forging all the things that nobody else is gaining because they're sitting on their hands and you're willing to push through. This fire you're feeling, this pressure you're feeling, this frustration you're feeling, this is what is going to make you into the weapon that will build the life that you are out to build.
Character is defined on the days when you don't feel like doing what you once said you would do. When the outcome changes and it's not what we want it to be and it doesn't turn out the way we want it to turn out, do we still value the thing that we once said we valued? Is our character still intact? Character is not something we inherit. In the midst of opposition, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of uncertainty, we got to wake up every single day, we got to fight and we got to build it.
It's about the sacrifice, the honor, the work, the commitment level, what you had to go through in order to get to this moment, being battle tested, the injuries, the blood, the sweat, the tears. Everybody can't respond and everybody can't recover. The only thing you got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on. What you say, what it means to you. I'm talking every single rep. I'm talking every opportunity. If there's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This for warriors, man. This for soldiers, man.
Everybody's got a fucking plan so they can hit in the fucking mouth. So when your plan fails, when you get knocked down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
We have been conditioned to tell ourselves that our hardships are the reason that we can't be what we want to be. When in reality, the hardships that we've had are actually the things that teach us the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be. If you had to choose between having a perfect upbringing and having an upbringing that was extremely hard, you should choose the one that was hard. I'm talking to you guys who still have hope, who still have the fire, who still have the want and the will and the desire to be more and become more. I'm talking to you, motherfuckers. You can do this.
The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it. You gotta know what it looks like, tastes like, feel like, because you don't, you're gonna compromise.
I don't alter my mission at hand. No one f***s with me, because I don't allow them to. It's gotta be that way. It's gotta be unconditionally focused. What that means is that if you are in and you believe in yourself, no one can change that.
Winners complain. Winners want to hear themselves talk. Champions do not complain. Why? Because they're focusing on what they said they wanted to do as a goal. You're not putting energy. You're not commanding your gift. You're not commanding your opportunity. You're not commanding your resources. You're not commanding your dreams and goals. You look at them jokers once every 3 months, if that. You better be looking at them jokers every day.
Where your focus goes, your energy flows. I need us to look at all the possibilities, all of the potential, and I need us to go for it every single day. Monday grind, Tuesday grind, Wednesday grind, Thursday grind, Friday grind, Saturday grind, Sunday grind. Every opportunity that exists, I need you to go after.
If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them. So you put your attention on one and go after it.
Champions are focused on the goal. They don't have time to be doing stuff that's not going to help them toward the goal.
And so what you're focusing on throughout the course of the day, it has to change.